Thank you so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. We've got some inventory concerns.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the depleted inventory in Lane County. I've been looking very closely, most recently at the Eugene market specifically, and I have great concern because we're not seeing the seasonal trends as they usually flow. Not only were we in historic lows in inventory leaving 2016, we're not ramping up at the rate I'd like to see it. Doesn't mean it won't happen. I think steady as you go, and eventually this breaks loose at some level, and as soon as it does at some level, things get better at every level, every price point and geographic area. So let's watch it with tenacity and see what we can find. Sellers, you have an amazing opportunity to optimize your sale, not just for the price, but for the terms that provide you a foot up in your next step. So what I want you to consider when you're selling, most of you are likely also a buyer. Now it's time to take a really good look to set yourself up for success in your purchase. Talking to some folks this past weekend, we had the conversation about the possibility that they'll need to find temporary housing and store some things as necessary so that they have the flexibility of time as a buyer. If as a seller, you have expectation that you're going to jump from one home at sale to your home of purchase, it's not impossible. And there's ways you can literally buy time in your negotiating and say, hey, after close of escrow, I'd like to stay in my house and I'll pay you for occupancy of my former home while I go toward another house. That's possible, but most financing on the purchase side of that home that you just sold will require that the buyer move in within 60 days of close of escrow. So it's not a long-term answer. If you're moving out of this house because you want a long-term house, let's look for a long-term answer so you don't overcompromise or make decisions in haste that you regret in the future. The way to do that is to make sure that you have a good idea of the marketplace, you've qualified as a buyer, you've got a finger on the pulse of what you expect to be able to get for your money, you've looked at those homes that have sold recently similar to what you're seeking to buy, you understand the trends of price per square foot, neighborhood, how long on the market they should be there. So you've prepared yourself to know a good thing when you see it. At the same time, you're also paralleling that track and making sure that you have a plan B, could be family or friends, or it could be a month-to-month rental, something that says, if I don't find what I'm gunning for, I'm going to prepare myself to be successful in the near future. And with your sale behind you, you'll have money in your pocket. So you will be a very strong buyer in this competitive market. Strategy is essential. If you want to talk about strategy in a sale or a purchase of residential real estate, give me a call. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.